One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Ramble.
So me saying I'm weird with touch, that's not true. I love hugs. I love high fives. I love handshakes. I love like putting my arm around somebody and vice versa. It was also me just sort of falling on my sword and being like, I don't want to make this a big deal. So, hey, everyone, I'm weird with touch. Will that be enough for you to not grab my ass at a workplace?
I had always dealt with ADHD as myself and friends, not with a relationship. And I was like in bed researching it. And it was like column for column, exactly how we both felt. And we just cried. We just held each other and cried.
Some of the things that we say to one another, like certain things that just stick. And I'm like, Mom used to call us ugly. She said, I never said that. I said, y'all were funny looking.
Ori, we going to Australia.
No, that's not.
I'm going to eat a koala.
No, you can't. You can't eat koalas?
I'm going to try my beast.
This is crazy. This is weird being on this side. Right? I feel weirdly naked because I can usually stare at like all the little levels. And
you can't check yourself. You just got to let go and enjoy.
Hey, future me, am I okay? Am I speaking right?
Yes, this is future Kevin. You're fine.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to yet another Smoshcast. Hosting for the first time ever.
Damn, what is going on? I just got wrapped up.
I say we leave it in.
Come on.
Joining us as the host for the first time ever is me, Damien Haas. And the man that asked me to put on a soulful voice for the Smoshcast, this is entirely his fault, Keith Leek Jr.
Come on.
Come on indeed.
Come on.
Oh, come on.
Come on.
It's like Smash Bros. It's like, come on.
Yeah, Star Fox.
No, it's like, come on.
Tell me something.
Just say something generally.
Birthday cake should be illegal.
Come on.
Another thing.
Voting is important.
Come on. One more.
The birds work for the bourgeoisie.
Come on.
There we go.
That's a come on right there. Let's talk about that.
Speaking of talking about that, joining us for the first time today on this side of the camera is Kevin Rigg.
Yes.
Hello.
Hi, Kevin.
Come on.
I didn't do it right.
Come on. That's a tough one.
Come on.
Come on.
Come on. Come on.
Yeah, it's crazy being on this side of everything at this point. I mean, I have my own camera, so you can usually see me. Kind of.
A little bit.
You're laughing.
But you're known as the Shreditor.
Yes.
You produce, you edit.
Yes.
Where's the shh part come from?
Is the shoot.
I shoot.
I get behind the camera too. So produce. I shoot, produce, edit.
Nice.
Yeah.
Come on.
It sounds a little less and like not as bad as saying predator in today's 2020. You can't be called a predator.
Because that is the actual term for it,
right? It is the actual title. If you look at my paperwork, it says predator. So legally I am a predator.
No, don't come on. Don't come on.
No, so that's why I go as the Shreditor. I just don't feel as dirty.
Okay, yeah.
I'm a Ninja Turtles villain.
Yeah, I was about to say like, oh no, Shredditor's attacking. After pizza, we should stop it.
Yes. I actually watched the Ninja Turtles, but not the one where they were like in like costumes, like from like the early 90s.
I had that on VHS.
I had that too, and I would always look for it, and then they started doing that animated like one, and I didn't like that, so I just kind of let them go. Really?
Yeah, they were my thing for a long time.
Really?
Yeah. I don't know. I grew up with very specific cartoons because I lived in Germany for the first like few years of my life, so I think the things that were accessible there on like American TV were like Sonic the Hedgehog, Ninja Turtles, and I had Mega Man on the Game Boy, so those were the big three for me at that time.
Nice.
Yeah.
Come on.
Come on indeed.
Come on.
Oh, I did.
Sorry.
I like this. So this is a new catchphrase for you.
Come on. Oh, yes indeed. So like my friend, like she came up with it. I was saying some stuff and it was like years ago. She was like, come on. And it was like, you know, almost like you're in church and you're just like giving, you know, yes. somebody some like, you know, a little like energy.
No, it's definitely a hype up, yeah.
But I totally stole it and it is mine now. So I came up with come on. So if you guys like start saying come on, definitely give me my credit.
What spurred that change for you? If she made it up years ago, why now?
Because she does. She's not saying it. And this is the thing, when you let things go like that, something that should be said. See, the reason I didn't like say it earlier is because I thought it was hers.
She forgot to renew her copyright.
Yeah, exactly.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So now it's mine. So come on. Come on with the questions.
There you go. That's perfect. I mean, hey, look, this could be huge for you. There are situations of like major websites not renewing in time. Someone snags that domain and they sell it back to them. Yeah. If she ever wants to say that again, you're going to be rich.
Come on. Hey, y'all heard? But do you hear me though?
We are like so many come ons in, and come ons in. That actually made me burp. Processing that made me go like something had to come out of my body to let that information in. Kevin, do you have any catchphrases?
I don't think I do. I don't know. I don't monitor myself that often. I'm not in front of the camera as much, so I don't get to be like, oh yeah, there's my catchphrase. There's me doing that thing. I do like a punchy thing.
Yeah, I do that too though.
Yeah. It's okay. So it's not. It's mine.
No, what it is well?
No, it's so my you're catchphrase. A bully.
Did you renew the?
Yeah. No, I'm a bully.
You're a bully.
No,
you too.
It's how I hype myself up. If I'm gonna do like a workout, if I'm gonna do something, like I gotta do it. I'm like an anime character.
Yeah.
It's me focusing my chakra, and so it's usually my like amp up.
You like grin on one side of your mouth, like let's do it.
Yeah, exactly.
And punch the hand.
What colored chakra is that?
Like a purple.
Ooh, like a deep purple.
Mm-hmm, like a royal purple. Yes. Yeah.
Like a royal purple.
Yeah.
Like the purple dye made by the ancient Phoenicians for their royalty.
Could you say that with the soulful voice that we were talking about?
Like the purple dye made by the ancient Phoenicians for their royalty.
Come on.
Come on, indeed.
That's like some ear candy right there.
Oh, ear biscuits?
No. We're on a different set completely.
Oh, got it. Oh, no. But you do have a catchphrase, though. Usually when you enter the office, you just very loudly like do like a one of those power stances and you go, hey, baby.
No, please tell me that's not real.
I did not like that.
Yeah, that's the one. That's the one you're always doing.
I do it every time I walk in.
Look, I was not going to be supportive of that. We were going to have to talk if that's
okay. If we're being supportive of your come on.
Come on.
Yeah,
come on.
Okay.
Come on.
Yeah.
Kevin said you sound like a fighting game character, and I would have to agree. Like,
I do.
Smash Bros. Yeah. Or otherwise. When you say,
really?
Come on, that kind of deal. Like,
could you set me up with some people? Because I know like you do stuff oh,
I would,
games.
I would love to. I have to work on that for myself first, my friend. I have not done any fighting games. I want to so bad.
That's selfish. That's not a come on. That is called selfishness.
Ooh. Oh.
I just asked you for help. You said, I'm trying to help myself.
It's not
well,
a come on.
I can't help you until I help myself. I can't make those connections if I don't have them.
Come on.
Yeah.
I'll give you that.
Yeah.
I'll give you that.
I haven't done any fighting games. I've only done I've done a lot of like shooting games. I haven't done like any RPGs.
What's your favorite one that you've done?
Definitely Fortnite. They have two modes, the Battle Royale one, which is like, you know, Ninja and all them playing that. And then there's Save the World, which is like the cooperative story mode.
You did like the demon guy, right? Was that you?
I did lots of things.
Oh,
I did a werewolf, but so like cool. My main dude is named Dennis and he's been in the game for like years. Like I've been going in every other month or every month for like years, even before Smosh. And it's just so much fun. He's like fun to play because he's dumb as hell, but has these just like little nuggets of wisdom every once in a while. Mm-hmm. And the dude who writes the game is actually so, so smart and so funny. So I don't know. I love playing that character.
Yeah, nice.
Yeah, it's fun.
Do a Dennis voice.
This is my Dennis voice, and I know that we talked about me not going outside, but also I'm surrounded and I need help. Like it's yes. Everything he says is very like metered and measured, and he's just yeah.
That's really fun. That's so
thanks,
cool.
Man.
No, I don't play Fortnite enough, so it's a Save the World? Or?
Yeah, it's Save the World. Okay. The funny thing is, I like played the game originally when it was out on beta before Battle Royale was even a thing. Mm. And I don't think I ever got to hear my character at that point. Like, I saw my character's face and I was like, oh, I'm going to be like rescuing him soon. Mm. But it was like kind of far into the game. But now he's like in every single situation. So if I went back and restarted my account and like got there, I don't know. I don't think I've ever heard myself in a game just randomly. Oh no! When recording for Smosh one time, Grand Theft Auto.
Wait, you're in Grand Theft Auto.
I'm a cop. Yeah,
you're a cop.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was a mean guy too. I was a big old mean,
mean
man. Big old mean man. But anyway, me.
Yeah. No, we're all about it.
Yeah.
Oh, look, tell us more. Oh, so Damien, so you just went on tour. Please tell me about that.
Oh, it was so much fun. It was a great experience. We knew we were going to be exhausted from doing that, but it was very well worth it. We did 5 cities in a week, which was insane.
Wild. I saw that, like, looking at that schedule, I was like, oh, cool, 5 cities. They're going to hit it. Like, they got, you know, a couple weeks to do it. And I saw the schedule. It was like, city, 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 rest, city, city. And I was like, you guys.
Nah. Yeah. If Beyonce can do it, so can you.
That's Beyonce is like the pinnacle of humanity.
Well, I mean, y'all did some Beyonce shit.
Well, thank you.
Kudos to y'all.
We held a Beyonce.
You had her spirit within us.
A Beyonce?
A Beyonce. We held hands and had a Beyonce.
Bye. Bye. A Beyonce.
There goes. He just walked out angrily.
No, but it was great. I think the one challenge for me was sleeping on the bus. I am
usually like your alone time too and stuff, right?
I do, but that wasn't so tough for me, to be honest. I thought that would be the thing.
Gotcha.
And it really wasn't. It was just a matter of like the bunks were stacked 3 high. Top bunk is usually the least desirable, but I wanted it because it didn't really matter to me. And I like knew that other people would not want it. But like you could feel every bit of the motion if you just hit like a bumpy part in the road, like your bed is vibrating and shaking and there's no lip on the bed to like stop you from falling out. So like you're like subconsciously flexing your core all night to try to like not flip over.
So you got shredded abs now?
They're just hidden behind.
Hidden behind a bunch of awesomeness?
You know, yes. My winter. Weight that is extending till spring, but it was I'm also a little bit claustrophobic, so I had some like panic attacky kind of situations. Not fun. It looked and felt like a coffin.
I saw pictures of it. That was terrifying. I'm not like quite as claustrophobic, but I get like really weird if I can't move. If I can't move, if I'm like stuck, I'm like not scared of small spaces. You put me in a small space but let me move, I'm fine,
right?
But you tie me up or you bunch me,
that's exactly what it was, because I kept having these thoughts of like, I'm fine in a small space until I have the thought of like, you're here and you can't not be here. To remedy that, there are these like soundproof curtains that were in front of every bed that, you know, you could pull closed. So I had to like sleep with mine half open with my hand off my bed to be like, look, there's more of a space that you can go into anytime.
By the way, trigger warning for anybody with claustrophobia.
Oh, well.
Yeah, I didn't know I had any like issues with that, but I'm definitely getting a little anxiety.
Really?
Right now. For sure. Getting a little bit. Starting to sweat.
Is that something you often deal with, just like
anxiety?
Yeah,
actually, yes. Believe it or not, so I hate to get like pressured to do stuff. If I say no, it means no. Like, I'm one of those people, like, you can't like sway me. I won't change like what I'm thinking, like, you know what I mean? I'll like give it a go, I'll like, but usually I know if it's a yes or a no. So sometimes friends will be like, hey Keith, let's go do this, and I'm like, yo man, I'm not in like the right, you know, like mental space to do it right now. No man, just come on, just like, bro, like I need somebody there. Like, no man, I just don't really want to. I'm not feeling it. I know if I come and hang out with you, like I'm gonna like have a bad, I'm gonna be like the just, I'm gonna make it a
like
bad
a downer.
Time.
Got
yeah,
it.
I'm gonna make it, I'm gonna make it a down situation. Just come on. Oh my God. So now I'm starting to get like anxiety. So my heart is starting to beat. I'm starting to sweat. I'm starting to pace a little bit. And then I'll just continue to get pressed. And I mean, I'll still say no, but by the time I'm saying no, now I'm being like an asshole.
Sure.
And now I'm like upset, but like I'm shaking up because I shouldn't be as shaken as I am. But like I go there because like I'm saying, doing all that I can to let you know that this is the way that it's gonna go, and you're not taking my word for it. And it like that frustrates me, and it gives me anxiety to like the umpteenth degree. I can't do like even talking about it right now. I'm starting to get
I feel that.
Like it's a thing. Like I can social anxiety. Like I can usually be in like big crowds, I can like walk through, you know what I mean? I'd be like, hey, be the life of the party.
Right.
But like when it's like a few people that I don't know, or it's like a small group, like you guys are fine, like whatever. But when it's like people that I don't know, I'm like on the inside, I am losing it.
I feel that.
I'm losing it. One time I went to meet up with my friends, and I was in my Uber, of course. And I'm in the back chilling. These are friends that I hang with all the time, like weekly. And I'm just like going through it. I'm like, hold on, why am I starting to get anxiety? Like, mm-hmm. what's going on? Like, what's going on? And this is the first time I really acknowledged it for what it was, because I'm like on my way and I'm like, you know, they're like, yo, Keith, come. They're so excited to see me. Like, I'm so excited to see them. You know what I mean? I think at this point, just like a year or so ago, and we had been filming, you know, for like a couple of days. And it was like the last day. So I went and hung out and I'm just in the back of this Uber, just like starting to get worked up. And I'm like, damn, like, what did I do? Like, what's going on? Like, why? Like, is there a chemical imbalance going on? What's going on? And then I got there and it kind of went away, but it didn't go away the way that I thought it would. It was so weird. Like, it was so weird. And I'm just like, why am I doing this? Like, I see you guys like enough all the time. There's no reason I should have this right now. So then it started like this. It makes me question myself, like, what's really going on? Like, what's the root of it, you know?
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at lower.com field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at columbuscrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
That's an interesting thing to bring up, if I may ask a question about that. If you are so like set in your answer of like, no, I'm not going to do this thing. No, I'm not going to do that tonight. Obviously, it's annoying when someone keeps pressing you. But do you think the anxiety starts to kick in? Is there like a pressure because you don't want to disappoint someone or how they're going to view you for not? Because if their feelings aren't taken into consideration, you truly don't care what they think and you're just saying no over and over again. It sounds like you would otherwise be pretty set.
Right. I mean, I want to be there for my friends. Sure, you know what I mean? Sure. They're there for me, you know? And like, honestly, I'm the type of person, if I'm like, yo, come on and let's do something, my friends are gonna do it with me.
Sure.
But I'm not always like that. But it's because of like how I know how I operate and how I move, you know, and how I maneuver. Like, what you guys get to see of me is not Keith all the time. The people that really know me, like that really, really know me, know that I'll be in a corner by myself underneath the table. Don't bother me. You know what I mean? I'll come out and like talk to you when I want to, you know, but at the same time, I'm still like approachable. I'm not like, but I prefer not to be in it like that, you know?
I can relate to that very well. Mm-hmm. I have dreams all the time that are sort of like there's a party going on in a place where I live, but I'm not downstairs at the party. I'm upstairs in like a really cool room and I can just hear the music and hear the people. And it's like, it's nice. It's comforting. It's like, I don't necessarily want to be down there, but it's nice to know that everyone's here.
Right.
That's so dope. I like that.
Isn't that interesting?
I like that. I
feel like I can relate
that's,
to you.
I'm on the same page with you like that. Like, totally. I can be in like a party setting or like in another room and hearing it going off, I'm cool. But like when people start to come in, I might act sleep.
Yeah.
I might act sleep. I might be like, oh, okay. As soon as the door closes, I'm on my phone. Just chilling.
Is it like,
okay, cool.
Is it like a social battery kind of thing? Like, do you have like when you go to those events or those moments, you have like a little bit of time when you're like cool with it? Like you're like, I'm here, it's cool. And then it like drains quicker. Like, because I know a lot of people have like a social battery. So like some people, like I'm like weirdly, I can just go all night with my social battery.
You definitely seem more like the life of the party for sure.
Yeah, I can go, but I get my point too. I'll hit my point and I'll just know like, cool, I'm done. Like my social battery is drained. I'm going to go home. And it just depends on, you know, mood and day and stuff.
Yeah,
but then some people don't have as intense, like how you're saying, like with the, like being nearby, but not directly in it.
Right.
Like that's kind of part of that too. So is that, are you feeling like that? Like you have like a social battery that's not.
This is the thing. If I know I'm getting into something, I'll turn it on and then almost forget sometimes also. So I'll forget that I was like not like comfortable. And then I'll start making people laugh and I'll get that crowd going. I'm like, okay, cool. It's not so bad. Yeah. I got a damn crowd. Like it's almost like a show sometimes. And like that's what I try to pull back away from because I'll find myself getting there and I want to be like authentic. You know what I mean?
It sounds exhausting if you feel like it's a show that you're putting on.
It's so exhausting, and I just come on, and I'll just And I don't know, like, sometimes I kill it, and then there's other times where it's just like, okay, hey, everybody, how you doing? Okay, gotta go. Oh, yeah, 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 ha, 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 bye.
And so even just, when you're having fun, it sounds like there's a lot of pressure.
Sometimes. It depends on the circumstances. It depends on the people that I don't know that are in the room. Mm-hmm. Depends on who I'm meeting for the first time. It depends if I want to, like, if I'm in the mood to talk. It'd be like, I'm so, I don't want to say complicated, but I'm complicated, guys.
Tell me if this is a scenario you relate to. You're going to hang out one-on-one with one friend, and you're, like, comfortable to do it. Boom. And then they check their phone, and they go, yo, Jared and Bennifer want to come over, and also they want to bring their friend Kyle.
Come
and
you're on. Like,
it's the worst feeling.
Bro, come on. Yeah. No, dead ass. Yes. I hate that. So I have this one friend.
Oh, really?
Come on.
Yeah. I am so opposite.
Really?
No, I'm like, if it's like me and a buddy one-on-one, we're hanging out, and like, I feel like we reach that point, and then he's like, yo, hey, I got some friends want to hang out. I'm like, yo, let's do it.
This is
we're just wired differently.
So, like,
for
it could be even for me, I'm the type, I have this one friend that he'll invite some like people, like whether it be his cousins, it'll be like a group of people, mm-hmm. you know, but then he'll like come over and be like, yo, I'm inviting so and so and so and so. I'm like, bro, this is not even that type of crowd.
Yeah.
Like, why would you do that?
Now I want to go home and I can't because I'm the asshole.
Oh, hold on. I want to go home and I am going to go home. Look, peace out. Yeah. Come on.
But you're total opposite.
Yes, completely.
So are you the person that just gets stoked when new people are invited? Are you the one that says, you know what? This party needs more people and you are the inviter. Like, are you an organizer? Do you like to put things together?
Yeah. I'm an organizer of that kind of stuff. Makes sense. Like, I love putting that stuff together. Mm. I love being just constantly, it's not even like center of the attention. I find more entertainment when a party builds, when people are like having fun and making sure everybody's having fun. Mm-hmm.
But see, we need people like you.
True. Yeah.
Because otherwise we wouldn't get out of the house ever. Mm-hmm. There wouldn't be events without folks like yourself.
I still get out of the house. It's just on my terms. This is the thing. I don't know. It's so messed up because like I've had certain friends that have like pulled me out of my comfort zone. But at the same time, my comfort zone is my comfort zone.
Correct.
So it's, it sounds so terrible, but it's on my time.
Yeah.
It's on my time. How I like, when I go out, who I go out with, who I hang out with, it's like, on my time.
You are not terrible for setting boundaries.
Correct.
I think that's part of the pressure that, at least for myself, I feel. Like, if I have to say, like, I need a me night, like, you don't always have to have an excuse for why you can't hang out. It's like, guess what? I just don't want to today.
Come on.
That's, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Matthew Scott, who's a good friend of Shane of mine, who you guys know. Oh, you know as well.
Yes, yeah. We worked together a few
and
times.
He's been here a few times now. Hi, Matthew Scott. Way back in the day when Shane and I were on So Random, we had a situation where we were like, Shane and Sterling and I are going to go do this. Matthew Scott, do you want to come? And he just went, no. And then just walked away. And it was like, that was the first time I'd ever experienced someone like, you don't have to have an excuse. You don't have to be like, oh, Tuesday? No, I can't. It was incredible, and I've learned from it.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
It's like, you can do that, and I don't think less of him. He's awesome.
But okay, see, that I'm so down for that. And if somebody does that, like, I'm down for that. But, like, just imagine having a friend who pressures you.
That's the angle that I never hit on that. And that's like,
I've never felt pressured by you.
It's a fine balance, too. It's like, hey, you want to come hang out? Nah, it's cool. Don't even worry about it, man. We got another time.
Yeah.
I'm not angry. You're not ruining my day. Mm-hmm. Like, I would be fun to hang out with you, but I'm not hinging my emotions off of you showing up.
Oh, see, I think me and I got some like toxic ass friends.
I mean, maybe.
But in the best way, like, they're my peoples. These are my peoples, but like, there's some toxicity going on that we must relieve.
Have you ever had a conversation about that with
them? Just had to tell them the other day. I said, don't do this no more. And they was like, no, honestly, I was like, it came out of nowhere and it was just a little bit of, I seen something happen. I said, yo, please don't ask me for this anymore. Mm-hmm. And they were like, what's wrong? And I'm like, please. I said, you do this all the time. Don't do this. And I said, I know you're thinking I'm going to be upset. Like, I know you think I'm upset and I'm being like mean, but I said, I know, like, but you being petty is like, fuck.
Yeah.
You're going to like not want to talk to me, but I'm just letting you know, just don't do this out of respect because like, I feel so much pressure.
Right.
Now.
No means no.
This is the thing. It drives me nuts because I let people know how I want to be treated. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I do that in all of my friendships. And sometimes it's harder because people have their own like things that they want, you know? And it's just like, yo, no, get the out of my face. Come on.
Yeah. Your time is your time. It's not theirs. And I think if you communicate that honestly, come on.
Come on.
I think if you communicate that honestly and then someone still isn't, respecting that, that's when it's an issue.
So I should beat their ass.
Yes, that's what I'm getting to in this
come
conversation.
Come on.
Heath, I got your back on this one. We'll go to, I got your back.
Kevin, you're definitely a ride or die. I could like, no joke, I could see you doing that. You're one of my best buddies. I don't know if you knew that.
Thank you.
Hold on, you guys went to where'd you guys go together?
Went to Japan.
Japan.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, who does that? Who just packs up and go to Japan for like a couple weeks too, right?
Well,
I mean, my wife was there too. Lacey was there.
Hi, Lacey.
Hi.
Yeah, it was a situation where like Shane and I had gone to Japan the previous year and I was like, I want to do that again. Shane, what do you think? And he's like, well, it's going to be tough with, you know, Smosh filming and I've got the Goldbergs. I just don't know when it's going to happen. And I was just like, oh, that's okay. And he's like, yeah, I also kind of want to like maybe try somewhere else this year. We've already done Japan. I'm like, that's fair. But I still really want to go though. Yes. And then I like literally that day went up to Kevin and I was just like, hey, do you want to go to Japan? And he's like, hell yeah.
Let me just make sure it's cool. Hey, it's cool.
It's cool. Right, wow. Yeah.
That's plane awesome. Tickets. Right now, I was like, all right, let's get these plane tickets.
We straight up did it.
And then like I go home that night, I'm like, oh shit, no, this is happening.
Yeah.
Oh no, we're doing this. Like, I got tickets.
Yeah.
Dude, it was so much fun. The adventures were crazy.
Absolutely.
And then like you went off and you did your thing and got lost in the mountain.
Oh, on yeah. That was a fun thing. I don't know if I ever talked about that on the podcast.
You did not.
But basically, we started out together in Osaka.
Yes.
And that was a city that neither of us had been to. And it was fun. We did that for a couple days, but I started, you know, looking around Osaka and I was like, man, I didn't know anything about Osaka. And mentally in my mind, I was thinking it was more like Kyoto.
That was the same image I had too. I was like I went to Osaka and I was like, this is cool, but like, I thought there was going to be something different.
Yeah, I thought it was going to be rural, basically, with a lot of classic structures. But it was sort of the equivalent of like, oh, I've done Tokyo before, New York. Why don't I go to Osaka, Chicago? And it was like, it's literally like, oh, another big city just on the other side of Japan. Like, I'm not.
No, that takoyaki, though. Let's talk about that takoyaki.
Octopus hush puppies.
Oh, okay. I'm like, what's so
damn
that?
Good. And these guys added like savory like Rice Krispies on top. So good. But after like 3 days, I was like, you know what? I want that rural experience. Mm-hmm. And you had already done Kyoto. So I was like, I think I'm just going to go do my own thing for like a week. And
nice.
So hopped on a train, went to Kyoto, found a hotel that was like nice, but not well known. So it was still bone cheap. And yeah, just made my way for a week and got lost on a mountain, Fushi Inari Shrine, I think it was.
Did you have two phones on you? Because I remember I was texting you during the moment that it was going on, and like
one was a burner,
right.
One for the plug and one for the load.
Come on.
Sorry, I didn't mean to just call you out like that on the podcast.
Oh, we trapping.
No, there was one that came with the hotel room as like a pocket Wi-Fi. In Japan, you gotta have like pocket Wi-Fi.
Unless
you have T-Mobile. So like you actually have this like cell service Wi-Fi that you just take around with you, or another cell phone that you use a hotspot. But that's the best way to travel. So yeah, I got kind of lost on a mountain, but that was fun.
God. I was like a worried bud because I was like, I was at home. I was in the bed, like, because we went over towards Mount Fuji when he was doing that. So I was like in bed with Lacey and I'm just like on my phone. I'm like, you think he's okay? She's like, I'm sure he's fine.
It's totally fine.
But I'm like, he hasn't messaged me back in like an hour. And he said he was on a mountain and it's getting dark and he only had a flashlight and two phones.
Hold on, what?
No, it's not that bad. So
no, that sounds terrible.
Right. Imagine me. I'm like,
Do you understand,
Damien,
how
are you okay?
That sounds?
Damien. And then he texts me. He's like, man, it was fun. I got, you know, this and that. And I was like, okay.
Well, first of all, Japan is the safest place in the flipping world.
True.
Two, it was like a big tourist area that like, ever seen like a bunch of orange gates in like people's Japan photos? Like,
yeah.
The like thousand orange like gates that people just walk through. Anyway,
yeah,
Fushi Inari Shrine.
I was there.
You get it.
Yeah.
So it's like a big tourist spot and not everybody goes like to the top. And it was like quite the hike to get there. But there's a path. There's like a path to do it. I'm not like in the wilderness finding my way through this mountain. At the only point I ever got like kind of nervous, I was like, oh man, it's getting kind of dark. Am I going to make my way down? Like an old lady just like walks by me. And I'm like, this is literally nothing. I'm being a baby. So the only scary part was like the wildlife there you're not supposed to mess with. So there are all these signs that are like, hey, don't make eye contact with monkeys. They'll fuck up your life. Same thing with like wild boars. They're going to gut you.
Yeah. Or there's signs that show snakes, boars, monkeys, and hornets.
Oh, I didn't know about the hornets. But the thing is, like, it's getting so dark. I'm like, am I making inadvertent eye contact with monkeys and just not knowing it?
They'll like rob you too, right?
I don't know if they're the rob you kind, but I think they're the like take your lips and show it to you kind.
Hold on, what?
Wait, hold up.
No, all monkeys are terrifying.
True.
Right?
No, they're extremely.
They got,
so.
Like, it's like strong monkey
strong
muscles.
Monkeys. They got monkey muscles.
You.
Yeah.
But anyway, that was fun. And I felt like we got a lot closer.
Yes.
Just being buddies. And we would like meet up at little points along the way when we, you know, throughout the trip, like we had dinner in Tokyo and
went and got beer there too. We went to the izakaya out in Tokyo.
Yeah, that was
Osaka
great.
Was delicious. That first night we rolled in, we got the yakitori too.
Damn.
It was an adventure.
That's the thing. Like, okay, so first of all, let me say this. I've never been out of the country, believe it or not.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think, come on. I don't think for me, if I were to go out there, like, I would have been, like, with you guys the whole time. You know what I mean? Like, I wouldn't have left the way you did that. I wouldn't have gone and experienced my own, like, situation. I would have just been like, okay, so this is a city.
Sure.
Where's the drinks? This is nice. I don't want to be in the dark with some flashlights and some monkeys. Come on. Like, I don't want any of that. Like, you are very independent because, well, and it says, like, as much as, like, I might get social anxiety or, you know, like, I want to be by myself in those situations. Oh, I'm up under you. You know what I mean? Like, I would not just.
Well, the thing is, I'd been there once before, even though there were new cities. Like, I'd been to Japan. The train system is pretty easy to figure out once you get a handle on it. I know enough of the language to get by politely in, like, restaurants and stuff.
You know more than just enough. Your Japanese was like, when we were there, I saw it just boosting. I was like, Damien, like, how does Damien know that? I don't even know that word. Damien.
You taught me so much. I'd write down everything you'd say, and then I would.
It was all wrong.
I would have went in there saying, gracias. Like, I wouldn't know what to say.
Mentiroso, hasta luego.
Hola. I'm like, I would have been cha-cha and everything. I said, y'all do salsa? Y'all like salsa?
That's amazing.
I would have fucked it up.
Nah, that, yeah.
Thanks, y'all. That was fun. But it was cool to see you too, because you are like, you're so conversational with your Japanese too. Like, I can speak politely like I've learned from a textbook, but you're very much like, hey, how's it going, bud? Let's talk and have a conversation. And that was impressive to me.
I'm not, for anybody who, my Japanese isn't fluent. I learned enough to go through and learn and how to be conversational enough and talk. I just like, I never practice it as much as I should.
Sure.
Duolingo yells at me every other day. It threatens me. I think the other day it threatened to stab me. It was kind of
hold on. Can somebody teach me something in like Japanese, like a word or something? Like,
Kevin's the senpai.
All right. If you want to say like nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
Would you say
hajimemashite?
Hajimemashite.
Hajimemashite.
Say it again.
Hajimemashite.
Hajimemashite. Come on.
Hi.
Hi. There you go. You just said nice to meet you.
How do I say come on?
Just like you said it. Just.
Exactly.
Oh, exo. Oh, yeah. That's let's go.
That's let's go.
Come on. Yeah, you could do that too.
Exo.
Exo.
Come on. Come on.
Welcome to Japanese Language Podcast.
Hey, let's get it. Come on.
But it was cool getting to know you more, too.
It was really
fun. We were fast friends when I started working here, but I don't know. I feel like I got to know you a lot more. I definitely got to know Lacey more, your wife.
Yeah, she loved every bit of it, too. It was really fun for all of us when we were traveling and doing the whole thing. So, and then by the end of it, though, we were just exhausted.
I was, too.
How long were you guys out there again?
Like 10 days with travel.
It was like a 12-day total trip, but the 10th day was just because we kind of like the weird ebb and flow of time when you're going traveling in distance like that.
And you just walk constantly. God, like, it's so great that walking. It's so walkable. But like, my legs were just so sore every single day.
It was like
Jello. Yeah.
We averaged, I think I you said kept it was like track. Eight. It was like 7 to 8 miles a day is what we walked.
I would be kind of down for that. Like,
we lost weight. Yeah. We lost weight during that. We were eating so much food.
Yes. That sounds good. I'm going on a hike right after this.
Hell yeah.
Definitely.
Come on.
I kept finding like restaurants where I would be the only person in there and it'd be run by like an elderly couple and they were just like so stoked to see me. And like, that's just a good feeling. And, you know, I love that kind of stuff.
That stuff was so much fun. So, hey, Japan, hit us up. We want to go back.
Hit us up, all of Japan.
Invite me. Single...
Yeah, come Actually, on. Down. No, yeah. I think that'd be great.
Yeah.
Come on.
Come on.
And speaking of getting to know you better, this is a bit of a segue, but we'd sort of talked about something regarding having you on the podcast today. There was some stuff you wanted to like talk about. Giving you the platform. I know
I know.
That's sort of a hard segue, but I'm like, we'd already talked about mental stuff for a bit, so I'm just curious.
I wanted to bring to the podcast a little bit. So not many people probably know about me. So my name's Kevin.
Hey, Hi, Kevin. Come on.
I'm the Shredder. I sit behind the camera. I help produce things. You might catch glimpses of me. Mm-hmm. One time I drank some really nasty fish. Eat it or eat it. But one thing about me is I have ADHD and I have the ADHD that's the most fun in the sense of, so there's like three kinds. You can have hyperactive or you can have inattentive.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's one that's a combination of both, and that's me. So I'm hyperactive and inattentive.
Dang.
And so, I wanted to, like, that was one thing I wanted to discuss at some point was like ADHD and what it's like to be somebody with it and like what how society looks at it and stuff right. like that.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at lower.com field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at columbuscrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Well, I think that's awesome because, you know, we've talked about anxiety. We've talked mm-hmm. about my OCD. We've mm-hmm. talked about body issues and, mm-hmm. and sexuality and gender identity and all these different things. So I think this can only help people. But mm-hmm. just out of curiosity, so for those people that don't know fully what ADHD is beyond what you've just said, mm-hmm. like textbook-wise, what does that look like day-to-day for you? Like how might that affect what's an interaction that might be different for you than it would be different for someone else?
Right. So a lot of like ADHD, especially since I'm only speaking once again from having like the combination of
sure.
It happens. It's so weird because it happens in small ways and it's so subtle in a lot of ways that like a lot of people just see it as your personality. It's just mm-hmm. you. It's just that. But then, of course, me, I'm like, well, I didn't want to do that. I didn't want to be that person.
Oh, wow.
I did it. And then you're just like, so you don't notice it in the moment you're doing something. So a good example is, let me just dredge up some examples I have.
Sure.
I've got a lifetime of them. I know I have to bring something with me. So to school, to mm-hmm. work, to something I have to go to. Hey, remember to bring that object.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, cool, I need to bring that object with me. I need to bring that object with me. I need to bring it, mm-hmm. set it out, get it ready. I'm in the morning, I'm getting prepared. I look at the object, I'm going to take that with me. Then I look over there and I forget that the object exists and I walk out the door and then I get to the place. I'm like, that object. And it's not like, it, you know, everybody does that at some point. Everybody's
sure.
like, shoot, I forgot that object. But this is like a daily occurrence to the point where like I'll walk out the door, shut the door, keys were in there day after day after day.
Yeah.
Or I'll have to bring that object with me and I'll walk out the door, go back in, grab the object, go out the door, shut the door, lock it, realize I left my phone in there, go get my phone, leave, lock the door, realize, crap, I also didn't grab that other object I needed. Go back in and grab it. So I'll exit my apartment mm. 3 or 4 times sometimes if it's really bad.
Wow.
Or like it comes down to like the ability to just talk endlessly. Mm-hmm. So that is one of the problems too, is like if I've been drinking like too much caffeine mm-hmm. or haven't slept enough, my brain will just start firing
oh,
and
wow.
like I'll just talk incessantly. So I've learned over the years methods to like corral mm-hmm. myself
oh,
in some
wow.
of these ways.
Yeah, because you have a very high pressure position. Like you're
yes.
you're the shredder.
Yeah. Yeah,
but that, I mean, you are doing three jobs where
yeah.
sometimes maybe someone would have difficulty focusing on one.
Yes.
So hey, how did you get from point A to here?
That's awesome. Now,
yeah.
That's
incredible.
I'm sorry.
That's no,
really
that's
cool.
fine. Thank
yeah.
you. Yeah, it wasn't, none of it's ever been easy. So I'm, for those listening and watching, I'm currently unmedicated. I've been unmedicated since high school.
Oh, wow.
Cool.
And that was on purpose. I just didn't like, personally, this is my choice. Mm-hmm. Anybody listening, if medication is your thing and you need it to help you, please, by all means.
Hell yeah. I
medication,
was on medication for
exactly.
a while for OCD stuff. And
so,
same. Yeah.
So for my personal choice, I didn't like the way it made me feel. I liked the exuberance of my personality,
yeah.
my ability to be just random and all over the place. Because mm-hmm. it also... it brings a lot of skills and stuff to me.
Mm-hmm.
But it's here we go. I forgot what the question you asked.
So no,
there
I
we
just,
go.
That's okay. I mean, so basically I'm asking, point A is forgetting stuff, checking
right.
your door 7 times. Point B is you are Shredditor for
Thank
Smosh,
you.
Managing a bunch of stuff that I don't think someone without
right.
I think someone without ADHD would have a lot of difficulty
I
doing.
I would not. I'd be like, okay, well, okay, I quit.
Yeah. So
that, and
how
I mean,
did you do it?
Okay, thank you. Now
yeah.
we're back on track. See, there's a really
good
example. Come on. So a lot of it has to do with just pure force of will. Like if I. It sounds – so once again, unmedicated. I don't medicate, so a lot of it is pure force of will. A lot of it is building up habits. So I can never see when an ADHD moment's going to happen. Just when we were talking, I forgot what you asked me.
Sure.
And so I can never see when it happens, but I can recognize that it happened.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
And the difference is, in a lot of ADHDers, speaking for myself at least, are embarrassed about their ADHD
mm-hmm.
moments.
Mm.
And so they won't say anything. They'll just like try to nod and smile and like realize they just missed half a conversation and then just be like, and then try to pick up. I've gotten so good at picking up the last like sentence of someone said and inferring to the entire conversation. Mm-hmm. A lot of it is just putting in place just checks along the way and being really open about it.
Yeah.
So telling you, hey, I forgot your question. Hey, I'm so sorry. You literally just said your name. I've already forgot your name.
Sure.
Hey, I know you just gave me this detailed rundown about this thing. I'm sorry. My brain, I'm ADHD moment. I do it to Lacey a lot too. Like, sometimes I find myself apologizing too much.
Really?
I'll go to like say something so non sequitur because my brain just jumped 15 times. And so you said the word, you're like, oh, I really like tea. And the next thing I know is I'm talking about some random thing that my brain leapt to. And I'll apologize, be like, hey, sorry, ADHD moment. I just thought of like this one thing.
I think we've had moments before where you're like, oh, man. And I was just like, no, that's what a conversation is. Like, you're bringing up the next topic. That's okay.
Yeah, keep that shit going. Yeah.
But so a lot of it, and to the point where I am now, it's like force, like sheer force of will and those checks and balances. So I go shopping and I am an impulse buyer, horribly impulse buyer. And like money has always been a struggle for me in a lot of things. And, you know, I love Lacey. She takes care of all that at this point. Like I put my money in her hands and I'm like, you know, whatever, you got this. I got your back. I'll help do budget sheets. But at the same time, like, you give me my allowance. Otherwise, I will spend it all on a lot of ramen.
Come on, ramen.
But so checks and balances. I go to the grocery store. I go impulse buying. I load my cart up of all the things I want, get to the checkout, and I stop myself, you know, outside the checkout aisle. And I look in the cart and I ask myself, what do I need from here? What do I actually, what was an impulse buy? What was fun to put in the cart, but is going to like kill me if I like, not kill me actually, but like, you know, I shouldn't buy.
Sure.
And then we'll do that. Lacey and I'll go through the cart and move things aside and be like, okay, this is what I actually need. That stuff, we don't need it. I was just reaching.
So it sounds like you've got a solid toolbox of, you know, how to deal with things, but they built up over time that you learned. Sounds like you've got a great partner who's understanding and helpful. I'll also say whether it's ADHD, OCD, anxiety, what have you, I think people are more forgiving than you expect.
Yeah.
Like when you're like, sorry, ADHD moment, it's just like, oh, I don't care. Let's talk about the thing again. That's fine. And you know, my OCD stuff, the sound is a big deal for me. If someone's got like a water bottle and they're just talking and they're like, I think we should like go over to the other thing and start talking about whatever.
Yeah, no, that,
and they're just absentmindedly cracking, clicking. Like it really is like, it's like static. Like if you think in terms of pictures or words, all of a sudden it's just like taking it over and it literally just sends me into a thing. So I have to like, I'm so sorry, man. Can you stop just crunching that can? Like, I'm so sorry.
It's not like, from a place of like, it's not from a place of anger and it's not from a place of you like hating them for it or anything.
But I get embarrassed and I have to apologize.
Yeah.
And I'm that person that will do like crunch shit up and then like not stop. Or like if I'm in somebody's car sitting down and they like the seatbelt sound, you know, I don't put on my seatbelt, which always put on your seatbelt, kids. But like I won't put it on and it'll just like ding, ding, ding. And I'll just be over here talking, listen to the radio, like,
Damien, I think you and I have a problem with Keith.
Right.
Keith, buddy.
And then they're like, Keith, could you please just put it on? I'm like, yo, I totally tuned that out.
Yeah.
So, like, I have that thing to skill. I have a cool skill to tune some stuff out that just, like, everyone else is annoyed with. And I mean, rightfully so, because I guess, like, under certain circumstances, I would feel annoyed too. You know what I mean? Or be, like, triggered or whatever the word is.
Well, and the big thing that I find for myself now too that really helps boost me personally is like exercise of some sort, because I have, with a hyperactivity spot, I can have a lot, like a huge boost of energy from nowhere, and I to like calm and quell the storm in my brain, sometimes I need to go on a run. I'll get home and be like, I need to go on a run. Or if I'm hiking or something, I'm like, I'm gonna hike up this hill faster than anybody's hiked before. Like, I push myself to the limit. Pull back a little bit just so I don't injure or hurt myself.
Sure.
But like exercise, I think, is like also just like a great thing, and mentally for everybody too. Mm-hmm.
I think sometimes whatever someone deals with mentally, there are ways you can sort of shift it to be more like a superpower.
Yes.
Like with that, you focus on that and like, I'm going to push myself up the hill. With the OCD stuff, like focusing really hard on one thing, it's like, what if I actually can get away from that noise and focus on this one thing I have to do and I have to get it done? It's rare that I'm able to do that, but when I can, it's just, it's a superpower.
Yeah.
But I think it's so I so appreciate you talking about this because, you know, you and I had a conversation about it maybe like a year ago that it's something that you deal with. Some of my best friends growing up had ADHD and I saw them through like different phases of being medicated and all that stuff. But even knowing that, I didn't know the daily struggle. To me, it was just like, oh, that just means you're hyper.
Right.
Yeah, got
exactly.
It. Like,
yeah,
right?
Exactly.
Well, that's what a lot of people think. Like the joke everybody makes about it is like, oh, squirrel. Yeah. And they're like, oh, and then, or... The other part is like people will be like, oh, I must be ADHD too. I forgot. It's like man, it comes out in so many small ways. Yeah. Like it's.
I have a story about that.
Yeah, please.
This is me, like, because I was totally out of line. So like you said, in school and different things, you know, you have a hyper kid and it's like, oh, you need medicine. That would be a thing that was said. So I have this cousin who lives with my grandma. I'm pretty sure he had ADHD. And if he had it, he had like a
right.
He was kind of like beyond just him having energy. He was kind of just like a bad kid, too.
Yeah. Mm.
And I remember I said that to him. You know, I'm like 6 years younger, you know, so but he was just like off the walls. And I was like, I said, you need to take medicine. My grandma came down, God rest her soul. She's not with us anymore. But she came down and she said, don't you ever say that. She said, I have what he has. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? She was like, I didn't know that she heard me upstairs, but she said, I have the same thing. I have to take medication. Don't you ever say that again. And this is the most gentle, calm, like you would never think. But sure. to just for her to say that, to come down and check me and put me in, come on, and put me in my place and to say, I have what he has. I take medication. I was like, oh, that's why I even look at it a whole different way, because that's not cool.
Well, you're conditioned to say things like that. It just becomes something that just comes out. Yeah, like same with like the OCD thing. Yeah. Like someone's just like, oh, sorry, I'm so OCD. Can you actually do this? But I also get it. Like, I don't like it.
It's not okay.
But it's something that's been said for so long, so offhandedly, that if someone says it, it's just a product of them hearing it. So they have to be called out one time and be like, hey, that's actually not cool. And then they're like, oh, my God, holy crap. I never even thought about it being not cool.
True.
It's just a thing that you say, like, come on.
come on.
There it is.
So I definitely have a lot of, like, forgiveness there. But true. I also know that, like, the form of OCD I have doesn't, like, ruin my life on a daily basis. Like I know there are different levels to all of these things,
right,
that
exactly.
Like if it affected your every waking moment and made life agony and then someone's like, I'm so ADHD, then I'd be pissed.
Yeah.
But like, you know, I guess that's it's more rough. Of a luxury that I can be like, hey, actually the thing you said.
Yeah, you know? Exactly. Yeah. And that's what I was gonna say too, is you, I mean, with your OCD, like you seem to really champion through a lot of that as well.
Mm-hmm.
Like what, like
thank you, I try.
He's gotten a lot better.
Thank you. Remember when you've seen him over the years
when you first got here, you were like really weird with touch. I do know that. A lot more, like it was just like certain things.
So funny story about that, and I appreciate you saying that. Funny story about that. I got off of my meds like cold turkey when I started at Smosh, and I also went through a breakup at the same time.
Yeah.
So my anxiety was just like spiking so hard. Mm-hmm. It wasn't even the OCD stuff so much. It was anxiety.
Wow.
And it was really hard. And it was interesting being in this new environment where like I had come from a place of like TV and film that was very structured, very like this is the way things done. I had never done YouTube before. Right. And it looks like that from the outside. But in reality, it's like, you know, everything's crazy and wacky and people are trying to slate, but other people on set are still like talking and all that stuff.
Right.
And I was literally like, whoa, what is this? This is so weird. Like in my mind at first, I'd be like, wow, this is kind of unprofessional, but it's just, no, it's a different profession.
Right.
But point being, you know, we were doing like summer games and people were weird with like touch with me. Like there were a couple different people that worked here and I'm not going to call out specific names, they'd be like, haha, like nipple tweak. Like, you know, oh, you got to watch out for that dude. He might smack your butt. And then I was napping one time and like someone like trout legged me and just like slapped between it.
Okay.
And so, but see, those are all things that are not okay. But I'm so aware of being like that OCD guy that calls out everything that I was just like, you know, it'll be a lot easier for people to stomach. Hey, I'm actually weird with touch. Mm-hmm. Not be like, hi, HR, you have an employee that's worked for you for years that grabbed my nipples. Mm-hmm. Like, what the fuck? Like, in what possible place is that okay? So me saying I'm weird with touch, that's not true. I love hugs. I love high fives. I love handshakes. I love like putting my arm around somebody and vice versa.
Just
I love
where
that
you
stuff.
Were at the time,
but it was like, just, it was also me just sort of falling on my sword and being like, I don't want to make this a big deal. So, hey, everyone, I'm weird with touch. Will that be enough for you to not grab my ass at a workplace?
Which is
like,
that's
not cool that you had to like, you had to put that in place.
It's weird.
That's grossly inappropriate.
Thank you. Yeah. So, just for the record, I'm not weird with touch unless someone's just like, aha, nipples. Like, I fuck that.
But, I really thought you were bad with touch. It was just like, it started going around like, yo, just don't do like. Don't,
I mean, you got like, okay. In a way, you know, yeah. no touch there.
Yeah.
No. Unless you want.
Well, for the record, I don't.
So. I almost touched your nipples. I would have got you. Maybe it's me.
I don't think. No.
He's
I'm not
gonna
calling
name
out names.
Names.
I'm not going to call out names. Come on. But it was just a matter of like.
I touch. I do say I do touch. But I hope if I've ever touched you.
You've never.
Okay.
No.
Okay. I just have to make sure because
I love
to think.
I love hugs. I love stuff like that. Okay, that's why it was so sad for me to be like, oh, careful, everyone. Damien doesn't like.
Bro, it was so like I was like, okay, so I just got to make sure I don't because I love hugs. You know, I give everybody hugs. I'm like, yo, what's up? So I was like, okay, Damien's someone I can't give a hug to. I'll remember. That.
I appreciate. I mean, in attempts to not
get your
make it a big
slapped.
Deal, I also I guess made it a much bigger deal of like, yo, did nobody touch this dick? You know, so
that was look, nobody was touching nobody. A session after the conversations.
Yeah.
Look, no more ass slap.
Yeah, right?
Come on.
Yeah, it was a trade off. It's like someone won't grab your chest, but at the same time, you can never be hugged again. It's like, all
come
right.
On.
You know. But no, I mean, we're here and it's been interesting for me to like confront all these things that like first impressions, whether it was like starting back at Mythical or like way back in the day when people will bring something up, I'll be like, oh my God, like I don't even recognize that version of me that I was. Like that was an issue for people. And even you saying that now, like, oh yeah, we all knew not to touch you. I was just like, wait, oh God, that was a thing. That's crazy. Like, you know, and it's sometimes hard to break those conceptions, but all you can do is, you know. Show people otherwise.
Right, exactly.
Come on. That was nice.
Come on.
Come on.
Come on.
Ixol.
Ixol. Ixol. Come on.
Hajimemashite.
Hajimemashite. Kevin Des.
Kevin Des.
Awesome, y'all. That was, thanks for, is there anything else you want to say to the people out there who are watching who maybe have ADHD, advice from like a senpai
okay,
kind of
yes.
figure?
Okay, yes. Here's my advice. It might get a little emotional for some people.
Sure.
While your ADHD is a part of you, you are not your ADHD. You are an awesome person. It gives you lots of skills and it can help you with your personality. In your head, you're probably going to hate yourself and question everything that you do and think everybody hates you for it. It's not true. And you can do it and just work hard and know that you're not the only one out there.
Come on.
Dude, that's so nice. I'm getting a little teary. That's really nice.
Don't cry. Final shout out. Check out if you guys want to find other like-minded people with ADHD and hear other stories and how to work through stuff. There's a ADHD subreddit that I frequent on there a lot. And they talk. They'll say like, I had a problem with this today. Or man, ADHD is really getting me with this. Or hey, I got medication today and I'm feeling better. Mm-hmm. Or hey, how do you guys work through this issue? The ADHD subreddit is amazing.
That's
that.
Awesome.
Yeah.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Target, Nike, and Instacart. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. It's easy to use, and you can get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's Rakuten, Rakuten.com.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
Confused on where to start with weight loss medication? See the lowest prices available with or without insurance for Wegovy, Zepbound, and more at TryLifeMD.com. 95% of LifeMD patients said starting their weight loss journey was simple. Listen to Tara's story after losing 42 pounds.
You just take your shot. It doesn't feel like you're on a diet. What I wasn't expecting it to do was to shut off the food noise. I had gone from 237 to 195. This was life-altering, and if I can do it, I feel like anybody can do it.
Get your free insurance benefits check in minutes right now at TryLifeMD.com. Nearly 96% of patients said they would recommend the LifeMD program to anyone who wants to lose weight. Get started right now at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
No matter what you deal with, it's always nice to read something or hear something and go, oh, there I am.
Yeah, that was a moment in my life where I legitimately this is kind of bring it back a little too much. Lacey and I, when we were fresh on in our relationship, when we just first started dating, we'd had some issues, and I had never been in a long-term relationship with somebody, so I had never dealt with I had always dealt with ADHD as myself and friends, not with a relationship. Mm-hmm. We had issues. It was a rocky start, and for a while, we didn't know what was going on. It was like, was it her? Was it me? I was hurt. She was hurt. And then, like, for me, I was like, wait a minute. I completely forget I have ADHD sometimes.
Wow. Come on.
And I researched it, and I was with her. We had an argument, and I was, like, in bed researching it. It had, like, point A, point B of, like, who the person who has ADHD probably feels like this in the relationship, and the person with ADHD who doesn't and is dealing with it feels like this. And it was like column for column exactly how we both felt, and we just cried. We just held each other and cried, and it was like,
come on.
But it was like that kind of stuff, like acknowledging and being like, you know, this is me, and like that was a road to like working on a lot of really cool stuff in our relationship and life. So
that's incredible, man.
Y'all held each other and cried.
Yeah, it was really.
Now that ain't a come on. I don't know what is.
Yeah. I'm still not entirely sure what is. But I think that's one.
Come on.
That is a come on.
Yes.
Oh, man. So, I love you guys.
I love you too, man.
I respect the hell out of you for coming on here and talking about it, because, you know, we get comments all the time about, like, thank you for talking about this. You know, it's a nice little offshoot from the goofy comedy personality-based stuff that we usually do.
It really is.
Where we can do even a little bit of good. I still get messages about the body image podcast, you know, when Shane and I talk about it. They're like, I've never heard guys talk about this before. I've never heard men say these things. And it was like, whoa.
That was a really great moment. I was over there nodding my head constantly.
Hell yeah.
Man, my neck hurt.
I think I got to catch that one. I got to look at that one.
Yeah, check it out. It's similar to this, where we just talk about insecurities, but it's Shane opening up about, you know, his own issues with his body. And I was just like, oh, hey, actually, like, me too. And then, you know, so many people, regardless of gender, but, you know, there's this stigma around men specifically.
Yeah, we don't care.
We don't care. It doesn't matter.
And this is probably something somebody said to you or brought to your attention or, like, all of that stuff. Those things stick. I actually just had to tell my mom. So this is funny. She had said, like, just growing up, my eyes are big, right? So I have, like, really, like, big expressive eyes. Mm-hmm. And I mean, I had to grow into them a little bit. But, like, beyond that, I just remember whenever my mom or, like, my sister's like, oh my God, your eyes.
Oh, that
your
sticks with
eyes.
You.
Why'd your eyes so big,
but
boy?
That's oof.
But like the this is the thing. So, like, you know, me and my mom were talking and we're on the phone, and she had said something about my eyes. I said, you know what, mom? I said, you used to talk about my eyes a lot. And I said, it really messed me up. Like, my eyes, my teeth, different things like that. But then she was like, she said, I love your eyes. I said, well, you have to watch how you say it. It's not what you say. It's how you say it. Because I thought that I had the, like, the most gigantic.
It creates a complex.
It creates a complex. She said, I love your eyes. And when she said that, I'm like, what did you just. When she said that, I couldn't believe it. I was like, but you said it like, look at those eyes. Like, look at those. Man, it messed me up.
Good for you for saying something about it. And then, you know, then she got to clarify, like, the conversation, communication happened.
So important. I forget even what it was about, but it was something almost exactly like that with my mom, like, a couple months ago. I was just like, hey, I don't know if you know this, but you always used to say things this way, and you said it kind of that way right now. You know, this is what that meant to me. Yeah. So, like, it's funny how it doesn't always have to be an argument, but it's like, hey, just so you know, like,
this is what you're doing.
This is what you're doing. And it sucks that we have to wait till we're adults, sort of, because it's like, they're probably not going to have another kid and give another shot.
Because
it's just, you know.
And like, as a kid, so you're just dealing with it. You know what I mean? You don't know any different.
You're learning, like, social society, all that stuff.
You are processing. So beyond anything, like, why would you say something that you're processing? Like, where does this come from? And then you hear it the same way. It's like, oh, this is because of this. It's because I messed up in this way. Oh, you like my eyes?
Yeah.
Whoa, why'd you say it with so much dislike?
And even now, like, you can look back and be like, oh, it's coming from a place of, like, playful love. But when you're a kid, you don't have that context. You don't know.
You gotta watch that. Yeah. You have to watch that. And I think, especially in the Black community, we play so hard with each other. Mm. Like, a Black person roast session, like, sometimes it's like fun and it's sweet and it's just like, ha ha. But some of the things that we would say to one another, like, even my mom, like, she's the best mom in the world. But, like, sometimes it's just certain things that just stick. And now I think, you know, like, it's stuck.
Sure.
There are things said that. I mean, it stick. I'm like, Mom used to call us ugly. She said, I never said that. I said, y'all were funny looking. Mom.
Sure. Come on.
You just don't have the perspective yet. But like, as an adult, you'd say that to your friends. So like, you know, it's, you teach kids language and you teach them social interaction and all that stuff. But like, yeah, when you don't have a basis yet, sarcasm and playful ribbing.
I just made my mom look like the most horrible person. My mom is the reason that I'm here. She believes in me. She gives me the utmost support.
Keith's mom.
I think anyone who's ever listened to you talk about your mom knows that you have nothing but amazing love for her.
She just messed up a couple times.
Well, yeah, who's going to be perfect? The same thing with my mom. I love my mom. She's
welcome to the
wonderful
call out
and
cast.
She was a wonderful mom, but I'm just saying, like, you still have those conversations.
Right.
It's all good.
Yeah, I love her. I'm going to call her right as soon as we get done with this. Come on.
So, actually, I had a question to ask you,
Please
Damien.
Do.
When is this airing? You guys are not quite in Australia yet.
Oh, I can't wait, though.
Are you going to Australia?
Yeah, right?
Ori, we going to Australia.
That's not.
I'm going to eat a koala.
No, you can't. What?
Can't eat koalas?
I'm going to try my beast. No. I'm going to go up to a tree and just kick it. And if one drops down, I'm going to catch it and then name it and then eat it so it's harder on me because I named it. I'm so sorry, everyone in Australia, for doing that.
Yeah, that was
voice.
Nice. No,
that was great.
Look, come on.
They can cut it out.
Come on. No, I'm not. No. That's me.
No,
I'm not cutting it out. Kevin, don't cut this out.
I know for a fact I can't. That's not a real Australian accent. That actually also comes from Matthew Scott. It was me and Shane's So Random Days where he had this character that was like supposed to be an Australian model, and it was based off of like him and his brother watching Australia's Next Top Model. And there was like one judge that said something to the effect, I'm going into a friend's memory here, but like, is like, you have to do the best pose. If you don't do the best pose, you won't get the job. And so, like, and so he just took that accent and like bastardized it and then shared it with us. And that's why Shane and I are always like, or no. But in reality, everyone on the show is like, we don't talk like that. Like,
didn't he did a character based off that, he had to do like a crazy dance or something too. I think I saw
Angus.
That clip.
The Angus. Do the Angus.
I saw that clip and I was beside myself with how crazy that was.
It was incredible.
That dance was insane.
But anyway.
But yes, is it called Smoshtralia?
It is now.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Smoshtralia. Come on, Smoshtralia.
So have you been to Smoshtralia before?
I've never been to Smoshtralia or Australia. I am very excited for multiple reasons. People learn this about me on tour. My favorite part about traveling is trying new foods and specialties wouldn't normally get anywhere else. No, not pooping on a bus. So I'm excited to see what Australia has to offer food-wise. I can't wait to try like local specialties and things like that because that's part of how you experience and share culture. Food is so important. Even if you don't speak the same language, you connect through food, and that's a big deal to me.
I actually don't know what Australian food. I know shrimp on the Barbie. That's all I know.
I also feel like maybe that's not even
real. I don't think that's real. That's all I know. Or what Outback Steakhouse has told me.
You pour
onions. I can't even do an accent.
A Foster's lager into a can of Vegemite and put it on a Bloomin' Onion. No.
Vegemite. So
eat it or eat it. Australia.
I actually can't wait. Here's my thing about that. I know that like kangaroos are farm raised sometimes for food. So I was like, oh, maybe if given the opportunity, I'll try that. But I also know the wildfires have been insane and so much wildlife was lost. So I don't know the situation there anymore. I don't want to be the guy that eats the last kangaroo. I want to just like be as like conservative as possible with my food choices there because I also don't like, I don't want to do anything inhumane or weird, you know.
This ain't the time.
It's not the time.
No time is the time. Come on.
Why is that?
Not to do anything inhumane.
Oh, got it.
I
thought you were saying there is never a right time to eat a kangaroo.
That's what
and
I'm
like,
thinking too.
Well, they're just like, they're jumpy cows. Like, that's all they are.
They are.
They're just some jumpy cows.
They're buff, though. They're buff jumpy cows.
They will.
No, I'm not going to find and track down a live kangaroo, like running beside it. Like, you know, excuse me, stop.
What messes me up is they balance on their tails. Too.
Yeah,
they do.
That's like weird.
Their tails are their little balancing things.
Good Lord, come on.
Sorry, if I still had a tail, I would do that.
Hold on, what? What's up?
Well, step back.
And that's all the time we had. No. But I'm so excited for Australia. It's cool because we're doing a Supernova on both Gold Coast and Melbourne. I know the days in between there, we actually have like a fair amount of time to just sort of do nothing. So I was kind of considering doing my own thing again and kind of getting lost in a country where
that's the place you don't want to get lost in, though. They have deadly, deadly animals.
Well, I'm not going to like drop myself on top of Ayers Rock and be like, figure it out.
Isn't like everything like, bigger to... there too? Like all like big.
That's Texas.
Deep in the heart, come on.
Am I going to have to cut that? Is that a real song?
That's if the so, Texas it was, theme, not theme song, the Texas.
The Texas theme
song. That's a Texas theme song, come on.
It plays when every Texan wakes up because they live in a dystopian future.
They fire their gun up in the air.
I just want one morning where I'm not listening to
the... If they try to own that from that, world is
Texas,
coming to
Texas,
an end for
Texas,
sure.
We actually love you.
Come on, we do love Texas.
I drove through Texas. It took me 15 hours. It was amazing.
Oh, yeah. I drove through, unfortunately, the top part of Texas, which is a bummer.
Yes.
That's why I don't drive. Come on.
Yeah, I drove out from Georgia the first time coming out here, and Texas was the bulk of the drive. And it was just, it was like, you know, you hit Alabama, and there's these beautiful fields, and you hit Louisiana, and there's all this swampland, and ooh, all this, wow, look at America, and then Texas. And then it was like whatever force was making America, like, got a phone call, like, at least for the top of Texas. Texas is beautiful, but like, I'm talking about you listen to the sound of wind for 36 hours.
You get to see some like those oil, I forget what they're called.
Those like little drinky birds.
Yeah, that,
like,
oil drinky birds.
That actually make that oil. Yeah.
Oil derricks.
Oil derricks.
Oh, by the way.
What's up, Brennan?
Brennan is taking over for me right now. Brennan, hi.
Hi.
Brennan is my twin brother.
Come on.
Hi, twin brother.
He with the better hair and the better beard.
The better head and the better beard. Come on.
So really quick, going back to some Australia. Wait, so where did you say you guys were going to go?
We're going to be doing Supernova, which is a convention.
Oh, I didn't actually. I thought that was like a, that's a convention center.
No, it's not a convention center. It's like saying I'm doing Comic-Con San Diego or Comic-Con New York. But it's Supernova, Gold Coast, and Melbourne.
Okay, when you say that, is it...
Here's the thing, man. I've said Melbourne many times. Yep. Then everybody goes, actually, if you were from there, actually the way they say it is Melbourne. And I'm like, well, I'm also not speaking with the accent right now. So I will say Melbourne. Right. So people like Keith don't have to ask me when I'm talking about it, who speak American English. And that's who I'm talking to.
Come on. Well, you learn something new every day. Melbourne. Yeah.
But
Melbourne.
This is the one time someone hasn't corrected me for that. So like now
I just assumed you know what you're talking about. You said it with such confidence.
Oh, I appreciate it. That's the thing, though. Like, sometimes people are like, actually, if you order that thing in a restaurant, it's called a foie ponton sans pain. And I'm like, yeah, but if I have to ask about that, like, it's flipping, I don't know. It's so much easier to just say it how I say it. Like, don't you know those people who are like, yes, I'm going to go to an Italian restaurant and order the spaghetti. I'm like, you sound like an asshole. Maybe you're saying it right. Maybe you are.
Parmigiano.
Yeah, I hate that.
I hate it. I hate it so much.
So, okay.
Spaghetti.
So, anyway. You're going to be in Australia doing those, and you guys still have tickets for sale, right?
What's that?
I'm promoting Australia right now.
I think we do.
That's the pro.
So, definitely come see us in Supernova. You know, and also in Melbourne. Melbourne and Gold Coast. So, also, you know, we get a lot of messages when people say, like, oh, man, why didn't you come here? And, you know, why not come to Adelaide? Nobody comes to Adelaide. Oh man, this is like the first time that we have a group as a group, at least for as long as I've been here, are going out of the country. Mm-hmm. So, you know, you can't hit everywhere all at once, especially because Australia is a continent.
Right.
I'll just say that, like, you know, if this does well, that opens up the door to like possibilities for other things in the future. Hey. This is us like dipping our toes in the water. And it's people who are like, why aren't you scuba diving? It's like, well, we're gonna dip the toes first.
Yeah. Come on, dip them toes.
Dip the toes, just a little toesy.
Just a little toe.
Some little moist up that little toe.
Come on.
We're excited for it. If you have any recommendations for what to do, be it as a group or if I go off solo, or if you're like, no, Australia is more way dangerous than you think, don't go off solo. Tell me, save my life.
Yeah, comment on this video as well if you guys have any suggestions for Australia.
Where is that one building that everybody goes to take pictures of?
Sydney
that
Opera House.
Come on,
Sydney right? That looks like a boat.
Yeah. This right on the wheelbar.
Mm-hmm. You guys gonna go check it out?
I don't know because it's. I know we're not going.
Oh, you're not
to
going
Sydney,
there,
so.
Time
but it's like, do I go do that? Do I also...
Well, you have time?
Yeah, we've got like a few days in between. So we sort of bookend our trip. We're doing like Supernova. I forget if Melbourne is, or Gold Coast is first, but one of them. And then we've got several days and then a different one. That's why I kind of want to go off on my own. But also I was thinking of asking for like a few extra days and being hey, when we're leaving, since I'm so close to Japan, can I just hit up Kyoto for like three or four days?
Oh my God, you would.
I mean, but I'm right there.
I mean, that's a legitimate...
Like, if you're going to fly across the Pacific Ocean, you got to make it. Yeah. Got to get your
really
get
close.
Your times
very
worth.
Close.
Very
close.
I
go with you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Are we going with you to Australia?
Can we go with you? Damien, this is your call and yes. only your call.
As the producer king of Smosh.
Hey, that's what king. I'm talking about.
All hail.
Like a boss. Come on.
All hail.
Like or as a boss.
You guys have been doing the canceled segment.
Oh, yeah.
And I want in on that.
Oh, okay.
We should do the cancel.
Keith, have you been party to this cancel
segment? Come on, lay it on me. What is
this? So we're basically canceling somebody. What's the thing we're canceling the week? And it's not necessarily like, this person's bad, but it's like, I'm canceling when you're waiting too long for mm-hmm. your Postmates order and then they cancel on you. I'm canceling that. Like, it's just something you're done with this week.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so what are you canceling, Keith? What?
So, like, since we're talking about orders, I am canceling Uber Eats making all orders under $15, $3, the $3 delivery fee. What is up with that? That is not a come on moment. That is a don't do that. If it says $149 for something, it should be $149 if it's under $15. And just because it's under $15 doesn't mean it should be $3 delivery fee. Mm. Come on.
Yeah.
Is that, do you have the like unlimited service in that you still have to pay on top of that?
See, that's the other part about it. Like, yes, I have to pay that too. Yeah. So like, if I'm paying this and that, there's no reason I should get it to $15 just to like spend a dollar less.
Yes.
That's crazy. That come on.
I do the Postmates Unlimited, but it's the same thing. If it's under $15, there's a delivery fee. But so many restaurants have figured that out. And they're like, we only offer 10 kinds of sandwiches, and each sandwich is $14.95. So you're like, I have to order two sandwiches
to make it. Or you gotta get that bag of chips. Like, yeah. I want those chips and soda, but guess I'm getting it.
Exactly.
Yeah, okay. I feel that.
Yeah. Yeah. So that is canceled.
Canceled.
But I'm gonna order some stuff tonight. Come on.
Shout out to each of our individual delivery services. Please hit us up for sponsorship.
Yes.
Kevin, what's canceled? You're excited to cancel something.
Yes.
Yes.
I want to cancel having to untie your shoes all the way to take them off.
Oh, dude.
Bro, I'm
like,
with that.
Yeah, like, it's like, I'm all about, like, slipping shoes on, slipping them off. I like shoelaces because they look cool when you tie them the right way.
Come on.
But come on, like, my feet, you got to take them all the way off. You're like, I want my shoes off now. Mm-hmm. I don't want to have to tie, and then you have to tie them all the way back up.
Do you know what you should do? So you lace them up, mm-hmm. like, you know, like, yeah. lace them up like regular, but you just put the shoestrings on the inside instead of like tying them. So when they go on the inside from the outside, they're already in your shoe and you just like put your foot on them.
And then I don't have to tie them all the way then after that too?
You never tie them.
I got some nice boots with Damien when I was in Japan.
It's true.
I love them. They're amazing. But like sometimes I'm like, I just don't want to deal with them. So I cancel taking shoes off all the way with the laces. I did it right.
Just come on to my house and I teach you some stuff.
Yeah, teach me later, please.
Do it. Learn him something.
Damien, what are you canceling?
Oh, man, I didn't know we were canceling anything this week. Nothing too big, but I think I want to cancel thrift stores that don't wash the clothing enough.
They never wash.
Yes.
No,
They clean, they put some cleaning or something, right? They do something like that, but they never wash it. They're not spending no money on that.
They need to have an industrial size washer in the back and do that because we went thrift shopping in, I think, Portland or maybe it was Seattle on tour, and I found like four clothing pieces that I really liked. Like one was a really good quality jacket from a good brand, and I was like, damn, this is awesome. But then I like smelled it and it had that like mildew, like teenager who hasn't figured out deodorant yet kind of smell.
They didn't wash it at all, bro. I don't believe thrift stores actually wash it.
Goodwill does. They put
some stuff on there to make it smell better and do like
stuff
like
that. Well, they didn't put enough on
there. They just Febreze it.
I'm canceling it because like you don't know if that comes out. Like sometimes with that kind of smell, it might not come out with a wash. So if I knew for a fact they washed this and it didn't come out, you know, then it'd be fine. But I didn't know, so I didn't get it.
Have you washed it?
Oh, I didn't buy it.
You didn't buy it?
No.
I'm
no
sure
way.
You would have
like,
been all right.
Smell like ass.
Yeah.
Come on.
It's gross.
Or smell like ass. Come on.
Well, you guys, this has been a lot of fun. A lot of firsts. Yeah. You and I had never done a podcast together.
That's so weird.
Kevin is on this side for the first time and therefore also with
you. Yeah, come on.
I like it a lot.
Thank you for sharing too.
Yeah, thank you guys.
Thank you for letting me share. Thank you for the platform and thank you for sharing too.
Yeah.
Come on, that's a lot of little feelies.
Come on.
You guys, if you enjoyed this, please rate us 5 stars wherever you're listening to this podcast. It really does help us out. You can, of course, listen to us on Spotify and iTunes on Wednesdays when this comes out. Otherwise, the video version is available on Friday on our YouTube channel, youtube.com/smoshcast. But you guys, until then, I hope you have a fantastic week, and we will catch you next time.
Oh, come on. This has been beautiful. I'm so
this has been
here.
Beautiful.
But I'm also happy to go.
Kind of.
No,
because
I'm not.
We have lunch waiting for us.
Yeah, I'm really hungry.
And I'm going to eat fried rice with scrimps.
I think I got like a come on.
Scrimp fried rice.
That's going to be so annoying.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Life is a workout, and Smoothie King is here to help you power through. Whether you're grinding out bicep curls or muscling the couch across the living room, crushing morning miles, or sprinting through back-to-back meetings, Smoothie King has fuel to help you maximize your workouts, own your recovery, and elevate your game. Give your body the energy, protein, and power it needs with a lineup of delicious smoothies made to help you conquer your goals. Only at Smoothie King.